Welcome back. Today we're going into what I like to call the Concrete Echo Lab. This is all about getting that old school jungle, Raga DNB 808 tail to hit heavy and physical without turning your brake into mush. Because in this style, the 808 tail is not just a kick, it's the weight, it's the glue, it's that concrete under the drums. But if it's too long, or too loud, it smears the roll, masks the ghost notes, and suddenly your amen sounds like it's fighting through fog. So the mission is simple. Keep the 808 huge, but make space for the break. And we're doing it with a repeatable, stock Ableton Live 12 workflow you can reuse in every project. Alright, let's set the room up first. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle pocket. You can go 170 to 175, but 172 is a solid default while you learn. On your master, drop spectrum at the end of the chain. Not because we're mixing with our eyes, but because it helps you catch the classic, beginner mistake, too much low mid mod, or sub, that looks massive but disappears on small speakers. Even better, and we'll do this in a minute, put spectrum on the 808 track and on the break track too. That way you can see what's happening when they play together. Now step 1. Get an 808 that behaves. You've got two beginner-friendly options. Option A. Grab a one-shot 808 kick sample and drop it into Simpler. Put Simpler in one-shot mode so it plays through like a drum hit. This is the fastest path and it's very authentic to the old workflow. Option B. Synthesize a clean 808 with Drift, which is great in Live 12 because it's quick and controllable. If you pick Drift, set the oscillator to a sine wave, then set the amp envelope like this. Attack at zero, decay somewhere between 300 and 800 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then add a tiny pitch envelope for that little knock at the start. Keep it subtle. Amount small, decay around 20 to 40 milliseconds. You're not trying to make a laser, you're just giving the transient a bit of definition so it reads. Either way, keep it simple. Jungle 808s are often basic sounds that become legendary, because they're shaped well. Step 2. Program a jungle-friendly pattern. And here's where most people mess up. At 172 BPM, long tails fill space fast, so start with space. Make a one-bar loop and put 1808 hit on beat 1 only. Just 1. Let it breathe. Later, you can add a lighter extra hit, maybe at 1.3 or 2.4 depending on the break. But don't do that yet. Earn the extra hits by controlling the tail first. And important teacher note, get your break beat in first. Load an amen or think break, loop one bar, and make sure it's rolling. You want to tune and balance the 808 around the groove of the break, not the other way around. Step 3. Tune the 808 to the key. This is not optional if you want that it just sits feeling. Drop a tuner after your instrument or simpler. Trigger the 808 and see what note it's landing on. If you're in simpler, adjust transpose until it hits the note you want. If you're synthesizing, just play the right MIDI note. Practical targets for jungle subs, F, F sharp, or G are super common because they sit nicely in the 40 to 50 Hz zone. F is around 43.65 Hz, F sharp about 46.25, G about 49. But don't pick based on tradition alone. Pick based on your track key and bassline root. Consistency matters. Now the fun part. Building your 808 tail balance chain. Dock Ableton devices only. On the 808 track, we're going to go in this order. Eq, saturation, dynamics control, and then sidechain. First device, EQ8. Start with a gentle high-pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz. Use something like 12 dB per octave. The point is not to thin it out. The point is to remove useless rumble that eats headroom and makes your limiter work too hard later. Then check the boxy zone. If the 808 feels like it's taking over the cardboard area, add a bell cut around 180 to 280 Hz. Start mild, like -2 to -5 dB, with a medium Q, about 1.2. You're not trying to make it disappear. You're making room for the break to speak. Second device, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. And here's a huge beginner rule. Level match. Saturation almost always sounds better when it's louder. So after you add drive, pull the output down until bypass and enabled are roughly the same level. Now you're making decisions based on tone, not volume. Why saturate at all? Because it adds harmonics. That means the 808 tail becomes audible on smaller speakers without you cranking pure sub. That's how you get heavy without turning into mud. Third device, glue compressor. We're using it here as a stabilizer. not as a smash box. Set attack to around 10 milliseconds so the initial punch still comes through. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hit. Keep makeup gain off and match the output manually. What this does, it makes the tail feel held in place, like a consistent weight, instead of a wild boom that changes every time the brake hits. Optional fourth device, drum bus. This one is powerful, so go gentle. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 10% if you want a little edge, but watch the high fizz. And be careful with boom. Boom can inflate the low end fast and it can undo all your tail control if you get carried away. Now we do the key move. Sidechain the 808 tail from the brake. This is the old school trick, just modernized and controlled. After your tone shaping, add Ableton's regular compressor. Not glue. The normal compressor is great for sidechain precision. Enable sidechain. Set audio from to your breakbeat track. Now settings, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. And the release is a feel thing, it needs to breathe in time with the groove. Lower the threshold until the break is ducking the 808 by about 2 to 6 dB when the snares and hats hit. Listen for this. You want the break to stay crisp, and the 808 to feel like it tucks under it. If it starts pumping like EDM, back off. Raise the threshold or lower the ratio. Jungle ducking should feel like movement, not like a dramatic volume effect. Quick coach note. Sidechain isn't only about the snare. If your brake has constant hats, sidechaining from the whole brake can make the 808 wobble in a way that's distracting. Later, you can build a cleaner trigger source, like a ghost click on the snare hits only. But for now, sidechain from the brake track is perfect for learning. Now step 6. Controlling tail length. Two clean beginner methods. Method A is direct. Shape the tail in Simpler. If you're using a sample in Simpler, adjust release. Try 50 to 200 milliseconds as a starting range. If you shorten it and you get clicks, use the fade out control. If the initial transient is too clicky, nudge the start point slightly. Method B is arrangement level control, which is how Pro Jungle stays clear even when the edits get crazy. Create two sections in your arrangement. One is your drop, one is a busy fill section. In the busy fill, shorten the tail. Either reduce Simpler release, or increase sidechain amount by lowering the compressor threshold. This is the real concept. Heavy when it's simple, controlled when it's busy. Now optional but super effective, add a click layer so the 808 reads on phones. Create a new track called 808 Click Layer. Duplicate the same MIDI from your 808. In that track, use Simpler with a short clicky kick, or even a rim or tick. High pass it with EQ8 around 200 to 400 Hz so it's only top information. If you want that old sampler edge, add redux and downsample just a touch. Don't go crazy. This isn't a special effect, it's translation. Then bring that layer up until you barely notice it and then a tiny bit more. The best click layers feel like clarity, not another kick. Now let's talk arrangement. The concrete echo drop layout. Try a 16-bar skeleton. Bars 1 to 4. Break. Bass, and the 808 on beat 1. Let the tail be longer here. It's simple, so it can be heavy. Bars 5 to 8. Add ragga stabs or vocals. Tighten the tail slightly, usually with a bit more sidechain. Bars 9 to 12. Do a varination. Maybe move an 808 hit to land just before a snare, tastefully, for that old school anticipation. Don't overdo it. One good placement beats 5 random ones. Bars 13 to 16. You're in busy edits and fills territory. Shorten the tail further. This is where clarity matters most. That's classic jungle logic. Heaviest when simple, safest when busy. Now, a few common mistakes to dodge. Mistake 1. Long tail plus too many hits. That creates constant low frequency overlap and the groove stops rolling. Mistake 2. No tuning. The sub will feel wrong even if it's loud. You'll keep chasing it with EQ and volume and it never quite clicks. Mistake 3. Oversaturating the sub. You think you're adding weight, but you're actually turning depth into fuzz. Mistake 4. Sidechain release too slow. The break loses snap and the whole track feels lazy. And mistake 5. Ignoring the 120 to 300 Hz area. That's the mud band. It can make the 808 feel huge solid, but in a mix it kills clarity. Let's add a few coach tools that make this way easier. First, the mute test. Loop one bar of your break and 808. Pull the 808 fader down until you barely miss it when you mute, and unmute the track. Then bring it up a hair. That gets you to felt not heard fast, which is exactly the old school wait zone. Second, watch the second half of the bar. A lot of jungle breaks get busy around beat 2 to 3 with ghosts and hats. If beat 1 feels fine but mid-bar turns cloudy, that's tail masking, not I need more bass. Third, the simple visual check. Put Spectrum on the 808 track and the break track. If the break's low mid shape around 120 to 250 disappears, when the 808 plays, you're overpowering that area. And if your 808 is basically only below 50 Hz, it might feel huge on big monitors and vanish everywhere else. Fix that with harmonics and a click layer, not just volume. Fourth, do the mono reality check. Drop utility on the master and hit mono briefly. If your low end changes dramatically, you've got phase or widening issues somewhere. For jungle subs, stable mono wins. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can do right now. Load an Amen or Think break and loop one bar at 172 BPM. Add an 808 hit on beat 1 only. Build this chain, EQ8 with a high pass at 25 Hz, saturator with drive around 4 dB and soft clip-on, then a compressor sidechained from the break with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 millisecond, release around 120 milliseconds. Now create 3 variations and a slash B them. Variation A, long tail, release around 200 milliseconds. Variation B, medium tail, release around 120 milliseconds. Variation C, long tail, but heavier sidechain, so the tail is long, but it gets out of the way more when the break hits. Your win condition is simple. The break stays crisp and you still feel the 808 under it, even at low listening volume. Before we wrap, here's the big recap. Start with space. Fewer 808 hits equals more jungle roll.